G'day, family. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Triple M Rush Hour. Hello to you, Greg Blewett.
G'day, Jazz.
Hello to you, Bernie Vince.
Hello, Jazz.
And our girl's back, Emma G's.
Hi,
back.
Jazz.
Welcome back, G.
You're feeling better, G.
Welcome back. Yeah, just had a bit of a cough.
A
bit husky, but all good.
Oh, boy.
Asthma.
Well, the team's back. What did you say?
Asthma.
Yeah.
How was your day today, Gregory?
Good. Good day. Feeling a lot better today, Jazz. I'm up and about.
Yeah.
Dropped the kids off to school. Had a couple of hits on the driving range. Just had to sort a few things out with my golf, Jazz.
He had three days away with the Australian mates, which we're going to talk about that a bit more after five.
Only one of those days with golf.
No, honestly.
Oh, no, just on that, I've got something to tell you about
happened?
Justin Langer, which like it just blew me away at the time. So some news on Justin Langer.
Nice.
Okay.
Hello, you, Bern. You've been smashing walls down again, I hear?
Yeah, a few ceilings today. I'm getting there. It's a mess at the moment, our place.
You're loving it, aren't you? Tools in your hand.
I don't know about loving it.
Just being aggressive.
You
are aggressive with it.
Getting angry with the walls.
I saw a bit of it yesterday.
No, I was just doing what I need to do, getting rid of them. And
I've got
to take it all to the skip next. From upstairs, that's going to be a problem.
If you had some serious mates, they'd come down and help you out.
Jars will help you.
Well, I was there yesterday.
He did come.
Did you see you come down with your fragile little fingers?
I don't think Bluey wouldn't last too long.
I don't think you would. Because it's a man's job. Like, I mean, real
man. So what
are
you suggesting?
You're not a real man. Hey, who have we got for the talk over the Torrens? Yeah. We've got a big 2 hours coming up. Who have we got, Gregory?
With a guaranteed 20K to give away. Triple M's talk over the Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy.
Oh, I love it, G.
He has not got that right once so far.
How long have we been doing this?
Three more days. We can only hope.
Yeah. Who have we got, Gregory?
It's all happening Saturday. So we are after Henry Cairn of Westbourne Park. So, Henry, give us a call. 1-333-53. You've got a couple of hours to get in touch with us, and you will be a part of the team on Saturday for a chance to win $10,000.
One of the greatest players to play down at Port Adelaide, Robbie Gray, has announced his retirement, and his last game will be against the Adelaide Crows. Also, congratulations to Shane Edwards. He has announced his retirement from the Richmond Football Club. My boy Megsy from the North Adelaide Football Club.
Good player.
But Robbie Gray, what a wonderful, wonderful career and a beautiful, beautiful soul. Righto, Ben. Let's go
I
to.
We were playing.
Well, I'm just going to. We'll talk about it. All right. So here's Robbie Gray today talking about.
No, we'll do that next. But what we do have is a little montage of.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to play. I thought you were throwing to
in
it.
In life, there are three certainties: death, taxes, and Robbie Gray winning the showdown medal.
And Robbie Gray will stroll in. He's going to open him up here. Around the body, kicks the goal.
For 16 seasons, Gray has provided highlight after highlight, collecting three Port Adelaide Best and Fairests, four All-Australian gongs and five showdown medals along the way, making him the greatest showdown player ever.
Don't tell me, Robbie Gray, have a look at this. Five for the quarter, six for the game. Absolutely stunning by Robbie.
Gray really is the complete package. He's silky smooth, he's courageous, and he's clutch with a capital C.
Robbie Gray going. Has he kicked it? He's kicked it. He's kicked the line. Port Adelaide has won.
He is one of the power's all-time greats, Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray, 40 metres out. Toughest spot at the Gabba. It's not bad.
It's
bloody terrific. Robbie Gray.
Port Adelaide legend Robbie Gray has announced his AFL retirement, and mate, I reckon he goes down as one of the greatest ever players in their 152-year history. We'll talk about that a bit later on. But Bernie, on Friday when we were down at the Port Districts Football Club, you said this about Robbie Gray because he wasn't playing last week against VE Essendon.
Big one is Robbie Gray out.
Yeah, Bernie.
Managed.
Yeah.
Managing for what? Well, there's no finals.
There's no one more round next week. Maybe he's going in for surgery. Maybe he's going to get ready for next preseason.
No, but managed doesn't mean you're out
for
the year.
Well, it doesn't, Matt. He might not play the. He might not be playing the rest of the year. Who knows?
Will it be his last game next week? Is he getting managed to big send off game?
Mate, oh, hello.
On the money.
All over it.
You're all over that.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Jase.
Well done. Mm. Obviously, emotional day for Robbie and his family and Kenny Hinkley and his teammates, but this has been on his mind for a period of time, Robbie Gray. Here he is.
Yeah, like I said, something had been on my mind for a while, and I had discussions with people that are close to me to get their opinion on things as well. But yeah, I think I knew myself that it was time.
You know, don't you?
Yeah.
When did you
100%.
Know?
I knew about halfway through my last year.
Yeah. It tells you, doesn't it?
I knew for a bit before I mentioned it to the boys, because we're in the finals as well.
Do you know, it's a bit of a shame because from all reports, he was flying pre-season and then he picked up that knee injury somewhere along the line
Remember
early
Rocky
in the season.
Said that. Rocky said he was just flying.
Look out for Robbie Gray this year.
Another thing Rocky got wrong.
He was asked about the best win he's played in.
One stands out. It's probably went over and beat Collingwood at the G in a final. And just given from where we'd come from before, I just remember being out in the G that night, I just couldn't believe it. Being out there with Trav, with him after the game, and just, I suppose, that one stuck out for me. It was my first final, and no one gave us much hope.
Oh, didn't he just dominate?
Absolutely. That was the 2013 elimination final.
Thank you, G.
Clutch as well. He's clutch.
Mr. Clutch, I call him.
Yep. Great under pressure.
And they're rare. They're rare to find in this competition. Mm. That's Robbie Gray.
Look at the pressure getting to some of the key forwards now when they're in front of goal. Max King, people talking
about. But not
about.
Robbie.
Yeah, no. That's what sets him apart from other players.
He was asked about, are you excited about your last game against the Adelaide Crows this weekend?
Can't wait to play in front of them one last time, and they've given such great supporters of me personally, but you know, they're amazing, so looking forward to getting out there one last time, and definitely thankful for the support from them over the journey.
How good's that? A showdown to send off.
Mr. Showdown.
Not often you get one of them. It's never the last round, so that's lucky.
Mr. Showdown he is.
Yeah, he is. Hey, you can hear the emotion in his voice. Yeah. You know, he's a pretty quiet sort of guy,
reserved,
but you can tell he's, you know, that.
They've got to get 40-plus thousand there. So they're telling me it's nearly sold out. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, most of the public tickets are almost gone, I'm hearing. So it's just need all the members to turn up, Jars. Port Adelaide's home game.
Standing ovation he will get. I'll tell you right now, Gregory.
Absolutely, sure.
Here's Kenny Hinckley, the senior coach. I think he's given Robbie Gray the keys to the city.
Hey,
Rob. Yeah. Rob's got the keys. He's got the keys. He can do what he likes. He always has. He'll do it again on Saturday night. He'll have the keys. Go where you want, Rob.
Oh, he's got a set cut as well, has he? Because I've got him here with me still.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a sad day for the senior coach and his teammates.
We'll all reflect back at some point and go, gee, I coached Robbie Gray. I mean, Robbie Gray should have been coaching me. I played with Robbie Gray. I was his teammate. I was a mate. You know, it's such a special person that we're talking about today. And as I say, I find it sad as much as I do a celebration of his career.
God, it's sad when you say goodbye to the champs.
Of course it is. He means a lot to that club.
Oh, it does. It does. And, Bern, you played against him. What was he like? Was he always scary? Did you think, oh, where is he? What's he going to do next?
Yeah, never really played on him. I was one-on-one with him too often. He was more of a forward when I was playing, mostly in showdowns. But he was just clutch. You were never home against Port Adelaide. And they did it quite often. Late, would kick a couple late. He was always involved. Mm. Angus Montfries is one that kicked one as well at one stage. But Robbie Gray was the lead up. He just did everything. He was clean, clutch, and big moment.
Yeah.
Like it's rare these days to be able to do that.
I don't think I can recall him making a fumble to football inside the contest and outside the contest. He never fumbled at ground level. I don't think I ever saw him fumble ever.
That's what sets him apart.
The great players, you're
one
right,
take
Bern.
And finishes.
Class.
Yeah, well said, Gregory. Well said.
If you're looking for a set.
Yeah, he
got him. They're Robbie Gray. Hang on, where am I?
Come and pick him up.
Oh, here's mine, Greg.
On Triple M's rush hour.
Well, Roo's been on this computer and he's completely butchered it, so I'm trying to log back in now.
Oh, yeah? Can we get that sorted? Because we love reading out the text messages from the clan.
Okay.
0488 51047.
Oh, I think I've
Tommy, our producer,
sort of starting to get it up now.
Yeah, he's a bit flat today, Tommy.
It's up.
Oh, a lot of love coming for Robbie Gray.
Beautiful. Read a couple out before we go have a bit of a chat.
As usual, great show. Robbie Gray should have a medal named after him, maybe in the junior grades.
Oh, that's not bad. Who's that from?
That's from Duff.
Well done, Duff.
Mark.
Don't mind that.
Marco.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Bluey got that Callaway glove situation sorted out as well today.
That was devastating
news. Was that?
Well,
they pick up everything, don't they?
I tagged Titleist in the post, so.
And you had the Callaway glove on.
I just got a
bit of a shipment
as well.
Nah.
And you can't. So, that was good timing.
Anyway.
There's a few more.
All about Robbie Gray. We'll talk about who's the greatest Port Adelaide player after five.
We're going to talk about that.
All right, there's some great names, and he joins a great list. Now, Greg and family. Tom Rockliffe, he'll be in. This is about you.
Okay.
Because you're in associations with Tom Rockliffe, former Port Adelaide and Brisbane Lions player, has organised a function down at the Moseley.
Yes, a sportsman's night.
Which is, now we spoke about this earlier last week, I reckon, in the show.
Yeah, we did.
Nine tickets have only been sold thus far.
Nine.
At $100 a pop.
Right. There's 900.
There is, but there's a, 3-hour drink package. There's platters, which is six pieces of cheese each, whatever they're going to give out. Now,
bit of Cabana.
As you know, Rock's gone to all his sources around the country to promote this event.
He has.
Which he has.
Yeah, he looked up a couple of his old mates. Yeah. Daisy Thomas.
Boke. Who's part of the Moseley Hotel.
Did Bokey do it?
Well, Bokey's obviously, Rock's gone to him begging to try and sell some more tickets.
On
now,
his hands and knees.
As of now, we're led to believe only 19 tickets have been purchased.
19?
Yes, 19.
Jeez. Right.
For this event with Bernie Vince, who got roped in.
Well, I said I'd take $2,000, so that's not even enough to cover me yet.
Over a week left, though, and lots of people might buy tickets closer
to the time.
It should
be sold out. These are two big, massive names in Australian sport. Out? Well, not yet. You said they won over 120.
I said I'm pulling out.
Can I tell you that some information came my way this morning, Greg and family, that Tom Rockliffe has been paying out of his own money socials to promote this sportsman's night.
No.
He is paying out of his own pocket to promote this fizzer of a sportsman's night, Greg.
How do you do
Tom
that?
Tom Rockliffe has been digging in and trying to get it out there, so he's paying all these socials to get all these hits and clicks and dicks and whatever they, whatever you call it. What is it called again?
Not dicks.
Notifications?
No, you know, all that. That'll do.
Boosts.
Boosts.
He's paying out of, that's how desperate this man is.
He's paying out of his own
money. Do you know
about
this, Bert?
I pulled out about 10 days ago. So I don't know who's doing it with him, but I'm not.
I tell you what, this is one great way to get hacked. Like, I've just been hacked. I have been hacked. But if you're paying...
He's paying out of his own pocket.
So how do you pay promote?
He's coming in soon. We'll ask him. Why? How desperate this man is.
Maybe he's paying for more followers as well, so he's getting a bit
but
more traction out
you shouldn't have to pay
there.
Out of your own pocket.
That's
to find
how out. Most he's... people promote events.
No.
You have to pay.
Is that what the influencers
the socials?
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not an influencer.
No, you're not.
Jarman's Jam.
He is paying Instagram to boost his posts about it.
Yeah.
I've got some information here.
There. Now, are you aware of this? Do you know what you're getting yourself into with this man?
I'm out, mate. I've said it's out.
So what is it, Tom Rockley Sportsman's Night now?
I'm pretty sure it's off anyway.
So now it's been... Oh,
well, it's got... If there's only 19 and there's a week to go, he's... I tell you what, Rocky's going to have to claim that on tax. Well, his little paying Instagram, he'll have his receipt. He'll print his receipt out.
So he's made minus money out of this.
Yeah, well, he's going in
life. He thinks he's a promoter.
Oh, geez.
You know, Rock,
oh, boy.
Just stay in your lane.
Yeah, he got a bit of confidence, I think, broken ill.
You know what? Rocky's one of those blokes, too, who might keep the money, the $1,900 from the mine, and he might just disappear.
Postpone.
Off he goes.
Well, no, he's still going to do one just later on and never give it. He'll be on a current affair.
I don't think his wife.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Okay, let's go to Ingle Farm. Good afternoon, Ash.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. AFL footy team.
Crows.
That's the boy. That's the boy.
Go the Crows.
Can they beat Port Adelaide in the showdown? You confident?
Oh, I don't know. Port were pretty good on the weekend. So should be good.
Okay. Good. Good. Good for football in
50-50, I reckon, on Saturday.
Yeah, what do you do for a job there, Ash?
I work in transport logistics.
No, nice. He's a clever one. We've got a clever one. 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass. I'll always take your first answer. All right, Ash?
Easy, mate.
Good luck, mate. Greg and G, away you go.
Let's do it.
Who has won the most showdowns, the Crows or Port?
Port.
What's the nickname of Australia's women's soccer team?
Pass.
How old is retiring Tiger champion Shane Edwards?
Pass.
Who is the Australian women's cricket captain?
Oh, no. Not doing well. Pass.
How many best and fairest did Robbie Gray win at Port?
Three.
Which NBA team does Ben Simmons currently play for?
Brooklyn Nets.
Which year did Robbie Gray win the 2014 AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year?
Trick question.
2014.
Which Australian golfer spent 331 weeks as world number one?
Greg Norman.
Which country are the Wallabies hosting at Adelaide Oval next weekend?
South Africa.
Robbie Gray started his career at Port wearing what number?
17.
Two What's then. The nickname of Australia's women's soccer team?
Don't know.
Ooh, you've finished well.
Not bad, Ash.
Strong.
Finished yep. well.
Not
started
bad.
With a bit of staggers.
Yeah. Let's go, Jake.
Couple of tough
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
Seven? Not bad.
Yeah, all the ones you answered you got right.
Well yeah.
Awesome.
We can't give you the 1,000, but we will give you a double pass to the Wallabies v South Africa at Adelaide Oval, the historic rugby doubleheader, August 27 at Adelaide Oval. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Take
Cheers.
Care, good Ash.
I listen to you every day. It's awesome.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Ash. Awesome.
Well done. Well played.
Good. That'll be good,
Ash.
The rugby,
good
too.
Good boy. Mm. Yes, it will be. Now, number two, please, Boom Boom.
Matildas, the nickname of Australian women's soccer team.
White Teeth, number three.
Richmond's Shane Edwards, pasty boy, is 33.
No, yes. He's not. He's...
Oh, Megsy.
No, you've got to ask Harry Schomburg. 33.
33. Oh, what a superstar he's been for the Tigers, too.
Yes. Yeah, good. North
now,
Adelaide boy.
Number four, please, Burn.
Who is the Australian women's cricket captain? Meg Lanning, who's stepping aside.
Well, she was. Is that a trick question? Because she's not playing at the moment. She's stepping away from the game.
And what about this question?
Here we go.
In what year did Robbie Gray win the 2014 AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year? Now, who's doing these questions?
That's Port Adelaide boy, Basso.
Yeah, no wonder.
Basso's just sent through on the screen a big whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We'll do it again tomorrow, 4:30 every weekday. Your chance to win a grand with the Rush Hours. $1,000 Minute on Triple M.
I want to rock!
He was a star at Brisbane and Port Adelaide.
Tom's aware that his form's not been at the level he needs to be in the position he played.
Now, he dominates the airwaves.
0455047.
Go again.
Tim Van Rietschoudoven.
On Triple M, it's our boss, Matt O'Reilly's mate. Tom Rockliffe. LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scenes. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
Nice to see you, Rock. Thanks for coming in.
Nah, thanks for having me. Tuesday, a little bit early than
Well, it's an emotional day for Port Adelaide and obviously one of your closest friends in Robbie Gray, and he made the right decision.
Yeah, I feel a little bit shattered for him, and I heard you guys speak in the intro about it, about when I said he was dominating the preseason, and that's factual. The fitness guys down there said it's the best they've seen him move in 5 or 6 years. So, unfortunately, he went into round one and hurt his knee against Brisbane. I think he might have even had a week or two off and just could never get it right, didn't train. And when you get older, it's so much hard if you don't have that continuity to go out there and perform. And he told me a couple of weeks ago he's going to pull the pin. I thought he might have gone one more and given himself an opportunity. But, it's shattering. But it's also a time to celebrate what a great career he's had. He's clutch. He's the one player that you could rely on in those big games if you wanted someone in with the footy in their hands after the siren or close to it. I think there was a stat I read somewhere today. He's put Port in front in
10 games.
10 games in the last
quarter.
It's
like kicking a goal 10 times to put him in front in the last quarter, that is. Mm. And I think they won 8 out of 10 of them as well. So, unbelievable. He did mention in his press conference, he asked a few friends for advice. You said he told you a couple of weeks ago. Has he sounded you out a few times this year about how's he going, or he didn't really think of it till the back end?
We speak pretty regularly and we catch up. He's probably the one that I spend the most time with now that I'm retired from Port Adelaide, and we talk all the time. He never asked me straight out what he should do or anything like that. I always thought he could probably go on if he wanted to, and I think the footy club would have given him that opportunity had he wanted to go on. But the timing's right. He said he made that decision, and he feels like the time was right to give it away. So you don't get much out of him. I think he's had about 50 media requests after the press conference and declined them all. He said, this is how humble he is as a champion of the game. Like, I think he's Port Adelaide's best player in history. I don't know enough about the sample days and whatnot, but he didn't want to do a press conference. He wanted to go out and pretty much announce it after the game and just sail off. But he's too good to do that. And I think Port Adelaide fans should turn up, and I hope they do, and I think they will at Adelaide Oval on Saturday night. And it should be a packed house, and I think they'll probably do it anyway. But at the nine-minute mark, they should stand up and just celebrate him for a minute. He's been a true champion there. And what he's been through throughout his career, not many players get back from what he went through. He shattered his knee early on in his career, and they reckon it was one of the worst knees they've ever seen. It wasn't just the ACL. There was so much around that went wrong.
It was nasty. That was at the Marvel Stadium, I remember that. It bent backwards, and he had to put all his weight through it.
The last game, he went through that, and then, of course, his cancer battle as well, which is often forgotten about. That was my first year when I got here. So he went through that, and he was all Australian the year after he had chemotherapy.
Remind the listeners what he went through and what
so cancer I think at the end of the season, he noticed something a little bit not right downstairs for the males, testicular cancer. He got diagnosed in the week after that, and then obviously went and had all his treatment. I remember running with him my first day of pre-season when I got to Port Adelaide, and he was still on the mend from that. And to go through that would be so hard. We've seen Ben Cunnington return this week from that, but for him to go through that and then be All Australian the next year, it's incredible. Like, you know how hard it is to be an All Australian full stop, but to be able to do it off the back of a limited pre-season and go out there and dominate the way he did, it's incredible.
Rocky, I went to a Port Adelaide session about 3 years ago. Chris Davies invited me down, and the first bloke that came up was Robbie Gray. And he started walking towards me. I thought, Jesus, Robbie Gray. But the nicest bloke you'll ever meet. Does he know, you think, you know, he's talking about how humble he is, does he know about his standing in the game, do you feel?
Yeah, he does. He does. I spent a bit of time with him, as everyone knows, and he doesn't go out often at all. I think it was after my first or second year, and we went and had a few drinks at the end of the season, and everyone, wherever you go, will go up to him, and he does it. He gets up, has a picture, has a chat, does everything, probably gets a couple of clips as well, but he doesn't enjoy that side of it. He doesn't like that side of it, and that's him, and he's a shy, quiet, sort of reserved type of guy. But I think deep down he knows, but he hates talking about himself. I think he got asked a question today. How does it sit with him that people view him as the best ever Port Adelaide player in the AFL era? And he goes, yeah, I love talking about myself and just left it at that sort of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, this guy is a guy that when I did my knee last year in the sample after the AFL game, he was on my couch that night sitting with me for hours just talking to me and trying to make me feel okay when I'm like, you don't have to do this. You got three kids at home. You should be at home with them. I'm sitting on the couch by myself. He's just an out and out superstar. I'd wake up from surgery, he'd be sitting in there with some treats or whatever post-surgery, post-op, you know, that you can't eat before it. He'd have some food there for me. He was waiting for me to get out of surgery. He's just, above all, he's just a great human. Yeah. He's been brought up brilliantly by his mother. He loves his family and his sisters. And I'm getting emotional sitting here talking about him. I was emotional this morning when he was talking. But he's just one of those guys that if you called him and said, I need this, or, hey, mate, what are you doing? Can we catch up? He'd be the first there and really look after you. And I think that goes to say a lot about him, because he could be as arrogant as Jars or anyone if he wanted to be.
As humble as me.
Or as humble as you, Burn. But he has every right to be, because he's done pretty much everything in the game bar win that elusive premiership that he would have loved to go out on. And unfortunately, he won't get that opportunity. But a lot of players go through that.
Nah, very well said, mate. And thanks for coming in on your off day. And I'm sure you mean a lot to him as well. So well said, mate. Well done for going along today. And that's Robbie Gray.
In life, there are three certainties: death, taxes, and Robbie Gray winning the showdown medal.
And Robbie Gray will stroll in. He's going to open him up here. Around the body, kicks the goal.
For 16 seasons, Gray has provided highlight after highlight, collecting 3 Port Adelaide Best and Fairests, 4 All-Australian gongs, and 5 showdown medals along the way, making him the greatest showdown player ever.
Don't tell me, Robbie Gray, have a look at this. 5 for the quarter, 6 for the game. Absolutely stunning by Robbie.
Gray really is the complete package. He's silky smooth, he's courageous, and he's clutch with a capital C.
Robbie Gray going. Yeah. Has he kicked it? He's kicked it. He's kicked it.
Port Adelaide has won. He is one of the Power's all-time greats, Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray, 40 metres out. Toughest spot at the Gabba. It's not bad. It's bloody terrific. Robbie Gray.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Rush Hour and golf clap for us. Yeah. What a wonderful career. And Tommy Rockliffe spoke beautifully about his best mate.
He was great.
So proud of Rock. Very emotional too, our Rock.
Tell how close he is.
Yes. But, we'll get to see him one more time on Saturday night, Adelaide Oval. Hopefully, I think it's nearly sold out.
Imagine if he won the showdown medal again.
Wouldn't be
his
surprised.
Number six, that would be.
Wouldn't
number
be surprised.
Six.
Don't underestimate the role of Robbie Gray.
This is him in that clutch. This, talk about clutch, big moment.
Just a shame he's going to go out with the Crows winning the final showdown.
You reckon Crows will win?
I
think Port win.
So, again, we have a bit of a chat around the old kitchen table here at Triple M about Port Adelaide's greatest player of all time.
Yes.
Now, his name's been linked. He's right up there. And you've obviously got the great Russell Ebert. You've got John Cale. You've got Foss Williams, Jeff Motley, Greg Phillips. But the best player in the AFL era.
AFL era. Since 1997.
You want it? We'll go there.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because we had some heated arguments out there.
We did. 133353 family, give us your thoughts and text messages. We want to take them as well.
Yep.
Who's yours, Byrne?
Well, I think Warren Treadray. In his absolute prime, dominated. He dominated the AFL. Four-time All-Australian. Yeah. All as centre-half forward, which I think is the hardest position
yes,
on the
it
ground.
Is. Good call.
You stand the big meathead centre-half backs.
Yeah.
Hello to all the centre-half backs out there. Dad was a centre-half back too.
Oh, your dad.
Obviously, premiership player. He was premiership captain that day too, in their only premiership. He was Coaches Association Player of the Year. Four-time BNF. Four-time All-Australian, like I said. So he's the all-time leading goal kicker too, Jazz, in the AFL era for Port Adelaide. So I just loved watching him play because he dominated and he was bloody hard to stand.
Yeah. So you're going Warren Tredd.
Warren Tredd.
Yeah, Tredders. Oh, love Tredray. Gregory Blewett.
You know who I love? Travis Boak. Bokey.
Another current day.
Bokey is just Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Had the chance to go back to
captain
Geelong,
as well.
Where he's from. Came over. Yeah, captain for 5 years.
Oh,
he's the Port Adelaide's AFL Games record holder.
Yeah.
Two by club champion, three by All Australian. And for me, he's the nuts and bolts of Port Adelaide.
So Trav Boak. Mm. Gee, that's a good one.
And he hasn't finished.
Can I go Gavin Wanganeen for me?
Mm.
I think he's the greatest Port Adelaide player.
First ever
AFL
captain?
Yeah, Brownlow medalist, John Cale medalist, Michael Tuck medalist, Port Adelaide captain, five-time All-Australian team, Essendon team of the century, Indigenous team of the century. I can keep going on.
Yeah, but you've got to remember some of those things were before he got to Port Adelaide.
Oh, no.
Brownlow.
So Port still, Adelaide's.
Yeah,
Port
I understand that. I understand that. But
he was a star too. He's been on this show.
What a debate. There's other names like Chad Corns, Kane Corns, Ollie Wines, Robbie Gray, as we spoke about.
Pardon?
Is there any others we've missed?
133353. Who do you think is the greatest ever AFL Port Adelaide player?
In the AFL era.
Who have we missed? Scotty Cummings is good.
Scotty Cummings? Now, let's hear Robbie Gray in his press conference today. It's been on his mind for a while now.
Yeah, like I said, something had been on my mind for a while, and I had discussions with people that are close to me to get their opinion on things as well. But yeah, I think I knew myself that it was time.
You know when it's time, doesn't it?
Mm.
Comes quick too,
yeah,
doesn't it,
does.
Byrne?
Yep. No,
and here he is about the showdown. He's very excited to play his last game against Adelaide.
Can't wait to play in front of them one last time, and they've given such great supporters of me personally, but you know, they're amazing. So looking forward to getting out there one last time, and definitely thankful for the support from them over the journey.
Well, they'll be there in droves on Saturday night. 40,000+.
Full house. Surely.
Did you like Rock's idea of it? The 9 minute mark of the first quarter,
like
standing
that.
Ovation for number nine.
Like
great
that.
Idea.
Let's get that out there.
Love it. Any text messages, please, Byrne?
There's a few. A few taking the piss, I think, a little bit here, Jars. This one is having a crack at me. When I mentioned Scotty Cummings, I was just trying to think of people in their first team.
Yeah.
Please, Bernie, get breath tested. Scott Cummings? ?
Okay. Well, we're a bit of fun.
The Hoff is underrated player in
he
my eyes.
He was a bit, yeah. But
and another one. Don't forget the Hoff boys.
Mm. Yep.
Who else? That's about it.
Best player ever. I've said Gavin Wanganeen. You've said
Warren Treadray,
but Gregory,
Travis Boak for me.
There's Chad Corns, there's Kane Corns, there's Ollie Wines.
Mm.
So there's some great players. But
I always loved Roger James playing for Port Adelaide. Just the way he used the footy. Roger James, him. Not the best player.
Burgoyne brothers.
Burgoyne. 133353. Jared from Prospect, welcome.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Good.
Who do you think's the best player of the AFL era at Port Adelaide?
Oh, Robbie Gray by a hair, mate.
Just, you reckon? Just in front of who?
Warren Treadray, Travis Boak, Matty Primus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Matty Primus.
Primus is good. Yeah.
Jared, what's he done for your footy club, Robbie Gray? What's he done for your footy club, Robbie Gray?
No, he's not done anything to my footy club apart from tear him apart in showdowns.
Oh, yeah, Adelaide boy.
But you still be supporting him because he's been a great player for the state.
Oh, champion.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
No, thanks good. For your call, Jared. Let's go to Daniel from Goolwa. Who's the best Port Adelaide player in the AFL era?
Afternoon, boys. I think that Travis Boak is the best the Port's ever had.
Consistency?
Yep.
Consistency, his effort for the club, it just goes on. Travis Boak is my vote.
Two-time best and fairest, three-time All-Australian. Not bad.
But he's not finished yet because he's playing again next year, Trav Boak. So he might be on the money there, Daniel son.
Yep, I think so.
He could win
it. Yeah, he's not far. Robbie Gray, not far behind him.
Nah, very good. He could win the BNF this year, Robbie Gray. He'll be in the top three. Trav Boak.
Absolutely.
He'll be in the top three.
Mm. Keep the calls coming through. Let's go, Greg.
Yeah, let's go to John from Clarence Park. John, who's your best ever Port Adelaide player in the AFL era?
Hi, legends. Even though I'm not a Port supporter, I'd definitely say Warren Treadray.
Mm.
You had said some great players there, but definitely Warren Treadray for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. At his peak, he was unstoppable. Yeah. And he was very good on his left foot too.
Good athlete.
Long,
strong.
Beautiful athlete. Mm. Always wore a glove too, which is a bit of a concern.
No, should have had two gloves.
No.
Well, Jamie Shanahan style. It didn't work out too well for him.
He did too. A
few more texts coming through.
Yes, Boone, what do you got?
Just pressing refresh at the moment.
That's the boy.
As a Crows fan looking in, it has to be Robbie. His ability to rip out the heart of opposition supporters is second to none, which is great. This is from Marcus. Travis Boak for me, but what a legend Robbie Gray is. Take note, Crows. This is how you send off a great of your club. Oh, that's not a bad point.
Nice slap towards the Adelaide Crows Football Club.
The best player to nullify an opposition player is Kane Corns. That's Boak.
Four by club champion.
Ditz is 10 through. He's gone Kane Corns as one of his best players he's ever watched.
Mm. Best players he's ever watched. Was that his words?
Mm.
Mm. John Butcher would have to be up there. That's from Brett.
Oh, that's just, yeah. Now.
Oh, the Butch.
Can I have Brendan, a prize, please, Jen?
Hang on. Here's a couple of good ones. Willie from Woodville. Not the greatest ever, but epitomised Port Adelaide. Who do you think I'm thinking of?
Sam Palpepper.
Michael Wilson.
Yes.
And what about another one I've just seen down here?
I know one too. Yeah.
Brendan Laid.
He
was a star as well. He changed the ruck a little bit, wasn't he? He was a little mobile, found a lot of the footy type style.
What about one of my favourites to watch, Byron Pickett?
Oh, geez, he hit
Byron.
Hard. He hit hard.
Bang, he hit you? Burn, did he ever hit you?
Yeah, he got me when he was playing for Melbourne. Remember he went and played for Melbourne?
He got you.
Very good.
Now, we thought it'd be a good idea to talk to an expert because I've been having a few issues, haven't I?
Well, what happened yesterday? Because I'm getting crypto messages from you still.
Well, it happened over the weekend. So I wasn't really paying attention to my social media accounts. But when I did go on, I was having all these messages saying that there were issues and I've been hacked. Because guys like you, Ben, were getting all sorts of messages from my account.
You
is that
said,
right?
Follow me. I've got this inside mail on this crypto. Follow me.
Wow.
So it was not great.
Okay, so we've got tech guru Trevor Long to join us now on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Trevor.
We instantly knew you'd been hacked because as if you'd have any idea about crypto.
Good on, Trevor.
Any idea about anything. Full stop.
That's right. So, Trevor, I'm sure this is a common problem, but I had no idea what to do. So what do I do when I'm hacked?
Look, the problem is, and this I'm so glad we're talking about it because it happens literally daily to people, and there'll be people listening who've lost their accounts this way. I mean, essentially, this is all about just getting access to as many people's accounts as they can so that they can scam the friends of those people. The scam here is they get into your account, and then because it's your name and you're communicating with your friends, if they can just get a couple of those people to bite, they might send them some Bitcoin or they might fall for it in some way and they're going to earn money. That's the scam. Jeez. The how you got scammed is different for each user, but it could well be that the password for your Instagram was the same as the password you used on an online shopping site 3 years ago. And that online shopping site got hacked. Mm. And they've got a database of everyone's names, email addresses and passwords. And because we're all lazy, we use the same email address and password in multiple places. They're just testing it. They're just continually going, well, let's try this email address and this password on Instagram. And bingo, they get in.
Gee. So, Trev, run us through prevention. How do we maybe you can't totally prevent it. It's not bulletproof. But how do we help ourselves out? Is there a way around of not just changing your password regularly, but is there any other way around that to help?
I think the first point is a strong and secure password is important, not 123456. And as much as that's funny, that is legit the most popular password out there. So definitely have a strong and secure password. But most importantly, and this is something everyone's familiar with normally with banking, when you try and make a new transfer on the bank, it'll say, hey, listen, we're just going to send you a text message to verify. And that text message is like a 6-digit code that's essentially a second password. And then when you give them that, they go, yep, cool, you are who you are. It's called two-factor authentication. And you can set that up on your Instagram, your Facebook, your email, even your TikTok, right? Now, having that means that I could be right here now on Triple M and I could tell you my email address and my password for Facebook. And you could everyone listening could log in, but you can't get in because I've got my mobile phone in my hand. And to read my text messages, you need my fingerprint. So that's the only way you're going to get that second password is because when you log in successfully with my email address and password, it's going to send a text message to me. And that's how I know that only I can get in. And if someone does try and hack me, I get a lot of text messages suddenly saying, you know, you're trying to get into your account. Do you want this verification? And I can go and lock it down, change the password, do things like that.
What is your password, Trev?
It's 123456 7.
Hey, Trevor. So when I was trying to change my password this morning, I was getting different emails. How do I trust that the messages that I'm getting are from the right people?
You know, I think the beautiful thing here is that you questioned that. You know, you were messaging me saying, I don't know whether to trust these. And that's the right thing to do because the part of the scam is also to pretend to be the Facebook or the Instagram. So essentially what I do is I look at it and I go, if I click the button that says reset password, and then almost instantly I get an email, that's the email to trust. If I get a random email at a random time, I don't trust it, I don't click it, then I go and do my own action like going in and changing passwords. So as long as it's happening in sequence with you taking actions like hitting the reset button, then you should be able to trust it.
Now that my Instagram account has been hacked, I know that for sure, should I be worried about any other accounts like banking details or anything like that?
Absolutely. Right. I would take a bit of a half day and I'd do some life admin. Start at the bank, work your way down through email, and then social media. So bank is most important because it's your money. Mm-hmm. Email is second most important because if someone gets into your email, they can get into everything because you can reset every password through your email. So bank, email, and then Facebook, Instagram, and whatever other platforms you've got. Set up a nice, new, simple, but very secure password and set up that two-factor authentication on all of them.
Trev, you're a superstar.
Yep, I've just learned something. Brilliant.
Absolutely. Tech guru from the Rush Hour, Trev Long. Thanks for your time.
A tech what?
My pleasure.
Tech guru, I said.
Yeah, that's better.
Now, as you know, I had Friday off work, very grateful to getting the day off.
You went on a booze fest.
It was, actually. But it was more of a reunion, a cricket reunion with some of the boys that I used to play with.
That's great.
Do you want to know the names again, or should
we? But you told us yesterday, mate. You gave us nothing yesterday.
Mate, you start rattling off those names.
You told
us
about your itinerary. That's all you gave us. You told us no funny stories with your nine mates,
former
greats of Australian cricket.
True,
you gave us nothing.
You know what? Has our boss spoken to you about maybe giving us a bit?
Did
more?
You get
no.
a clip?
And whatever he says just goes through one
Matthew
ear and out
O'Reilly,
the other.
Matthew O'Reilly, who's our boss, wears white sand That's shoes fair. And shaves his ankles. He gave you a clip.
You know what I've always been told?
What's that,
what
mate?
Happens on tour stays on
that's
tour.
That's a myth.
You know? So
that's
whatever happens with
myth.
My lads, you can. But one thing that I was told on this trip about Justin Lang. It just about blew my socks off.
Oh, all right?
So a lot of the boys are getting into their golf.
Yeah.
It's time to go home there, ball.
Son of a ball, why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me. Suck my white
ball.
Is that JL?
Must be a bad
So a lot of the boys, Shane Watson is like absolutely hooked. Brett Lee plays a couple of times a week.
Right.
Punter absolutely love it. Even Boof is going up to Noosa once a week.
The Boof?
The Boof, the big Boof.
Left-hander?
Left-hander. Yeah. He's got a horrible slice.
He takes a buggy?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. Do you want me to ask him?
Well, he's your mate. You spend 3 days with him. Find out about Boof.
No, does he drive a car, he means?
But, I don't know. I didn't go into detail. Like, is that the first thing that someone asked you?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to put his question into English.
Justin Langer, who hasn't really gotten into golf
yet. Right, okay.
Just, he does something that I cannot believe. Now, what do you do, Bernie? I'll ask you first.
Oh, God.
When you play golf,
can you ask
the ball? Okay, I'll ask you, Josh.
He kicks the ball out.
When you play golf and you finish your round, what do you do with the ball that you just played with?
I put it back in my bag.
And is it ever seen again?
I mark all the balls that I play with.
What, after you've played?
Yes, I put a little
It gives a little secret away. Generally, by the end of the round, he's using mine because he's gone for all this. It goes back in my bag.
What do you do then?
Well, what do you do, Bern, after you've finished your round?
I put it in a special spot. If it's sort of pretty
new. What do you mean a special spot?
I've got a little compartment for my, just the tees I use and the ball I've recently used.
So you've got a compartment in your golf bag.
Well, I lose a few balls around. So
We know that.
But you might use it for practice or you might use it for another round.
I definitely use it again. If there's no marks on it, I'll use it again.
Yeah. What about Justin Langer, right? So this guy is... he would have earned some decent money in his time, and he probably gets all his golf balls for nothing. A lot of these guys are sponsored, and he cleans his golf ball after he finishes a round.
And?
He cleans all of his golf balls, but you know how he cleans them?
Oh, don't tell
me. Not toothbrush.
He puts them in the dishwasher.
Oh, is that ruinable? Does that get him too hot?
He cleans his golf.
What does his wife say?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know. There's only glung, glung, glung at night time. And it's Justin Langer's golf
in the dishwasher.
The
Titleist.
What's wrong with him?
He's putting the powder in. Putting the powder in.
He's washing his golf
Who
balls.
Does that?
No one.
That's right.
No
he's got
one.
Issues.
What's wrong with him?
In
no wonder he was sacked from Australian coach. He's cleaning his golf balls in the dishwasher.
A golf ball cleaner.
Or a bucket outside.
Most people finish their round. They have a practice bag, don't they, with their golf balls. But you don't have to clean your ball again.
No.
So is he tight?
I don't know.
He's a bit like you.
He's put a golf green, putting green in his backyard. He is seriously got the bug.
No, I'm going to look at him differently.
Is he a left-hander as well?
He's a lefty.
Oh.
How many lefties on his trip?
What does he do with his clubs?
He hits it about 150 metres with his driver.
He little chuck. What does he do with his clubs? Hang him on the clothesline, does he?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Jeez. That was a very powerful 2 hours. We're about to wrap up the show on a beautiful Tuesday. G's back. You feeling better?
Oh, yeah, about 70%. Yeah,
start swimming, G. That's 70? Good for asthma.
What?
Yeah, 70%. About a 7 out of 10.
No, that's not too bad.
It's not bad.
But at least I was about a 2 yesterday.
Because you're hungover. You look terrible. You look pasty like I've seen someone before.
I realised, suddenly realised that I had to spend the rest of the week with you guys.
Danger, let me talk.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Bern. Now, Bern, what have you got for your
carry on if you want to.
No.
We've only got a minute left.
All right. Well, what have you got, Todd?
Well, August 16th today. I'm going to start with a few things that happened. Just two things on this day was worthwhile talking about.
Okay.
We all know Sports Illustrated.
Mm.
The magazine.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
The swimsuit models. Yeah.
Good mag.
That started.
Yeah.
1954, the first ever issue. Hitter stands.
Did you know
say that?
No, 1954. I didn't know that. It's been around for a while.
Hit our newsstands.
Oh, I thought you said hitter.
Yeah, he might have.
Hitter.
I think you did.
Hitter?
You did.
Hit our. Hit our newsstands. I say that funny. Hit our.
Hit our.
Hit our stands.
Hit our.
Yeah.
You're talking to me about the English language, aren't you?
Yeah, because you're on my level.
You're talking
Head
to me.
Out.
What did you say? What did you say then? What are you, Rocky Balboa or something?
Rocky Balboa.
I can't even say Rocky properly.
Didn't take long for you to start.
I said Rocky. Come on, I've got to get the
Ricky
Williston.
Balboa. On this.
Ricky or Rocky?
Rocky.
Ricky. Brothers R-U-C-K-Y.
Rocky Ponting?
August the 16th. What have you
what
got?
What number did he bat? Free?
Oh, leave Sean Berg.
On this day.
You poor old buddy Sean Berg from Christ.
He apparently couldn't train today.
He's not coming back on here again.
The poor love can't say three.
Back. I had a heap more questions for him too, love.
I know you did.
What number day in the week is Wednesday?
Yeah.
The third?
And say 33.
33. Oh, I got him to say that.
He's a good boy.
He's a great man.
What else you got for 16th of August?
On this day, 2008, Michael Phelps won the 100-meter butterfly with a record, 50 seconds.
Wow.
50.58.
Wasn't he just a giant?
What an athlete.
That was the Beijing Olympics.
Yeah.
Spell Beijing for me, Jazz.
B-E-I-Jing. Jing, Jing, Jing.
B-E-I-Jing. I didn't know Jing was a letter. B-E-I-Jing.
And whereabouts does Jing come in the alphabet?
It's
so
a
you tell me when it is.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
C, D, Jing, F, G.
It's a suburb next to Beijing.
I can't go on. I can't go
I've
on.
Go.
I've got birthdays to get through and I can't talk. No. 1962, Steve Carell.
Yes.
It's his birthday today. Great actor, very funny man.
Yeah, he was in Ron Burgundy.
Very, very funny.
Very
man.
Hairy too, Jarvis.
A bit like Hugh Gregory.
He gets waxed in one of those movies.
He does
don't
too.
And that was actually happening at the time.
Oh, so he went with that. Yeah. It bled.
Yeah.
Very good. 1958, Madonna.
Like a bird. Love the song. Go, Bird.
I want to take you there. Just in the midnight. 8 hour. 1977. Actually, before I get that, I've got a good Robbie Gray fact for you. Because he retired today. Yeah, we announced that. There's four players that have averaged over 20 disposals in the 18-team era.
Yeah, this is good.
And 1.25 goals. So 1.25 goals a game, which is elite. Right. Very, very good for a small forward. 20-plus disposals as well. Robbie Gray's one.
Mm.
There's only three others.
Yeah. Mm. Who was it?
Brent Harvey.
Yeah.
Steve Johnson.
Yes.
And Toby Green.
Yeah.
So that's a good crew.
He joins elite. That's an elite group.
Very good. Toby Green an elite is group. Star too. Hey, 1977 though, and I saw this movie
Gee,
last
what
week.
What are you laughing for?
I saw this movie.
What's recovered. The capital of Beijing? What's the capital of Beijing?
Beijing is the capital of China.
Yeah.
He didn't even know. I knew that because Koshy told me. David Kosh.
Beijing's a city, isn't it?
Yeah. But what's the capital of China? Beijing.
You said what's the capital of Beijing?
You said what's the capital of Beijing?
The capital of China.
A B C D E F G.
You didn't say that. Beijing.
You cannot get any deeper.
B-E-I-Jing.
I saw this movie last week.
Yes,
now, we lost someone on this day. 1977.
Oh, dear.
Who? The great Elvis Presley. Born through a party
in the county jail. Sad day today.
Very sad day. This goes for a little while. So we can talk over it. Favourite song, Jazz?
No, he's got Elvis. Many. Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto.
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Blue Suede. What did you
up.
Say then? What did you say
Blue
then?
Suede Shoes.
Yeah, get it right,
I'm all
mate.
Shook up. have you seen the movie?
Yeah,
the
go and see
one?
The movie.
No, not the recent
How long
one?
We got go to go? I've got to wrap it up. 47 years ago, I was crying on the way to school.
Did you cry when he died?
Yeah, because I was the king. I loved Elvis.
No, you weren't the king.
He was the king.
Yeah. You said you were.
47 years ago, and we're still talking about him, and we're still watching his movies and listening to his songs.
So good.
Unique. He's right up there with Ali, Jarman, and Elvis Presley. See you tomorrow.
Darren. Hey, mate. Just give us another quick spelling of Beijing, please.
Yeah. No,
go again.
It's B-E-I-Jing. G-J-I-N-G. Is that right, G?
No. That's right. Yeah. J-I-N-G.
See you tomorrow,
put a G in there.
Beijing.
What's the capital?
I'll give you a capital. See you tomorrow, loves.